From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Leftist rebels in Colombia say they have released two Dutch journalists kidnapped earlier this week. The two were turned over to a delegation of Colombian human rights officials. A tweet from Colombia's Marxist ELN rebel group said the men have been released in perfect conditions. ELN, Colombia's second-largest rebel group, is in talks with the government to put an end to 5 decades of war. Officials in southwestern China say more than 100 people are believed to have been buried by a landslide. Authorities say it was caused by torrential rain. The landslide smashed into about 40 homes today in Sichuan province. This man's home was one of those that was flattened. As we hear through an interpreter, he was injured while trying to dodge the landslide.
All of a sudden, the land started sliding toward us. We couldn't get out of its way. I was one of the lucky ones. So many around me were buried.
Police say more than 400 people are participating in rescue efforts. A series of close encounters this month over the Baltic Sea and the U.S. shooting down a Syrian aircraft made by Russia have triggered concerns among defense analysts that any direct incident between Russia and the U.S., even if accidental, could quickly spiral out of control. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
We continue to have deconfliction with them in Syria. I think that's a positive thing. I think we enjoy normal diplomatic relations with them. And as the president has said numerous times, that if we can find areas of agreement with Russia, especially with respect to the fight against ISIS, safe zones in Syria, then we'll do it. But it's got to be on terms that are in the best interest, in our national interests.
President Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told Fox News it's very bothersome that Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is probing possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, is friends with former FBI Director James Comey, whom he fired. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim that he had asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting at the White House, which Comey believed was taped. The president tweeted, Comey better hope that there are no tapes.
I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. But when he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events.
Whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election and whether there are any collusion between the Trump campaign and Moscow are the subjects of several investigations underway. Several residential high-rise buildings in London are being evacuated because of fire safety concerns following a huge blaze in an apartment building that killed at least 79 people last week. This woman is a resident of one of the evacuated buildings.
We've had fire brigade here all day, Camden Council, police. I had a fire safety check done today. Why have they left it till 8:30 at night to start getting residents out? Where do they think we're all going?
The London Borough of Camden said it's providing hotel rooms for residents of 800 apartments in high-rise buildings in the area known as Swiss Cottage, after fire authorities said they would be unsafe in case of fire. Two back-to-back bombs went off in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 100 others. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly blasts. The attacks happened hours after a car bomb in southwestern city of Quetta killed at least 13 people and wounded 20 others. A North Korean Taekwondo demonstration team visiting South Korea could present a way forward to reduce tensions by using sports to reestablish a channel of dialogue on the peninsula. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was on hand for the opening of the World Taekwondo Championship being held in Muju, South Korea, where he welcomed this first inter-Korean Taekwondo exchange in a decade. I'm Ji Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.